This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good evening, Bahamas. How are you? We hope that you're Tuesday afternoon. And we are going to have some riveting conversation. Our guest this evening is Mr. Alvin Tino Sweeting, Mr. Interesting with double R's. I'm not sure why he spells it that way, but I'm sure it's going to be rather interesting in his perspective. So this afternoon, we're talking about happily married or happily trapped. And I don't want Tino to get put out tonight, so we're going to keep this conversation very platonic, if we can. Alvin Tino, Captain Alvin Tino, Sweeting.
Hey, good day. Candanique.
Yes. So, Tino, I just want you to be very, very aware, right, that the young ladies have been inboxing me, and they think that you're quite smashing to look at. So I have to put on my professional cap and say, which photo are you looking at? Because I've seen this man all my life. So I feel a different type of way. So yeah. I will just rest up right there that the girls do think that you're rather fetching to look at. So Tino.
Go ahead.
So we're going to talk today about happily married or happily trapped from a male perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been married, Tino?
You're going right in there. You die right
in. Yeah, I have to get in because we only got a couple minutes.
Going on 4 years.
4 years. And how long were you dating prior to that?
Bohemian style. 16 on and off.
16 years you had this woman?
Wait. Yeah, that's right.
Alvin Tino, 16 years. And so what made you say, I am going to marry this woman? What said to you, like, listen, I've had this woman's youth. You probably take the woman virginity. Like, what said to you, I'm going to marry this woman?
Well, you don't let me tip my toe in the water first. You just jump in the sea.
But Tino, you had a physicist for 16 years. You didn't know if your toe was wet or not.
No, I talk about the questions you ask, and I talk about that. I talk about you. You are fully charged, full 100. No problem.
Listen, you're the captain. We start this boat slow.
My full God. Problem. Well, I should have known from you. Come on, with sexy Tuesdays. I should have known what time from then.
Absolutely. So what made you say I'm going to marry this lady, Tino?
Just for various reasons. One at the top of the list was being trustworthy when it comes to finances. Living in an age where you have so many distractions, whether it be the number of houses and spinning and all the different things. That was something that was strong for me in terms of her not having that habit. And not knocking anyone that does, but for me, you know, that was a strong one.
So Tino, you can trust her with finances.
Yeah.
Because based on most marriages nowadays, and young marriages and some old marriages, finances seem to be a huge topic of disproportion.
Yeah, for sure. That's one of the biggest hurdles. Not just myself, in my experience, but even with my friends, you know what I mean? And just listening to what they're going through, you know, sometimes that's one of the biggest to overcome.
Okay. Now, Alvantino, these are some other, I have other questions here, right? But mm-hmm. I know that Miss Sweeten is like your heart and your soul. And I know that you're a mama's boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so with that being said, your mother only has sons, which makes mm-hmm. it even more difficult. But mm-hmm. Miss Sweeting is a beast. And so she really doesn't hold y'all too near and dear. She let y'all run the road and like she put down the law, but she doesn't lie for y'all.
Right, agreed.
So I want to know something. Does your mom and your wife's relationship ever cross the line? Because I've seen this trend a lot lately, right? Where the husband go to pick up the wife from work and the mother sitting in the front seat. Is that a thing for you? I'm just asking because there are some questions here about mama's boy.
No, it was never a thing that I experienced in my time. I truly believe, one, you are correct. She really did set the bar high. In terms of a woman, you know, and what she should be doing, shouldn't be doing, and me being able to personally, you know, experience that growing up. The second part of that is persons usually would fall suit in terms of the important persons that you have in your life and how you treat them. Them coming new into your life just from the break, they usually just fall in line. In terms of how you treat your mom, how you treat your dad, how you treat family, you know what I mean? So it's important to do that from the break. If you got her sitting in the front seat and and y'all two got to wrestle over that, then that's something, you know what I mean, from the break that y'all didn't define.
Okay, I understand. How has your marriage evolved over time? I know that you're fresh into it, right? But how has your marriage evolved over time? Do you feel like you're growing together?
I think initially, you know, they usually say the first 5 years are the hardest. I think it takes intentional effort.
Oh, all right.
Takes intentional effort. That doesn't mean that it's clouds and flowers, but definitely when you want something, it takes intentional effort, and it also takes looking in the mirror, and that seems to be one of the hardest things we as adults can do. Look in the mirror and find faults. It's easily to, you know, look outward and be able to tell everybody else what they.
So Alvantino, as a man, you are admitting on national radio. Because we cover the entire Commonwealth of the Bahamas and we are streaming live. Are you saying at 6:38 p.m. that as a man, you have to take accountability? Is that what you're saying to me?
Well, I say we have to take accountability, men and women.
Wow.
And, when you say that, keep in mind now, when you're married, you're talking about a union. So okay. even it being one-sided and saying, hey, I'm going to read these books or I'm going to watch these YouTube videos. It can't only be you trying to make changes or educate yourself in terms of what you may be lacking or what you need to do better. It's both of you having the same, you know what I mean, same objective.
Okay. Alvantino, we are going to take a quick break and then we're going to be back with some rock questions for you, okay, Captain? We are going to be back. Chris, can you take us out to a break, please?
Here we are, the two of us together, taking this crazy chance to be all alone. That we should not be together, 'cause if we found out, it could mess up both our hearts. happy home.
I hate to think about us all meeting up together. As soon as I look at you, it will show on my face. Yeah. Then they'll know that we've been loving each other. We can't let them know.
Bro, what's going on, boy? What you into?
Ain't nothing, boy. Right here, dog. What's going on, though? What in the bag?
I just buy some of them Collect Platinum flavors. You try them yet, boy?
What? Boy, I hear they nice.
That's why I had to get all two of the flavors. Black currant and citrus strawberry.
Stop that, boy. I hear they lit, bro. Lit. Like they have 7% alcohol and a kick of rum. You know, that's all you need to get the party started.
Collect Platinum flavors. Flavored beer with a kick of rum. Collect. Reminds you to drink responsibly.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners, tarts, you name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are back with another Sexy Tuesday, another opportunity for you to have good, honest conversation, because if you cannot confront it, you cannot conquer it. And so this evening, we're talking with Captain Sweeting. We're talking about young love, together we are walking. And so Tino, Alvin Tino, came past 10 minutes, so we're going to have to get a little deeper, because the conversation is going to have to take a twist. Are you ready? Captain Sweeting, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You would have to repeat what you said, though. If you
All right. Yes, so I'm saying to you, we played it safe for the first 10 minutes of our conversation. So now we're going to dive into some real hard questions that are going to just come hard and fast. And so I need you to acquiesce, if you will. Now, do you believe that love alone is enough to sustain a happy marriage?
No.
Why not? From a male perspective, why not?
Well, first of all, male and female have a definition of love is different. So you're putting it in a basket and saying, hey, love is enough. How do you get those two definitions to meet in the middle?
So, Alventino, if I was your first girlfriend of 16 long years, and now you just married me for 4 years, what is your definition of love? Like, is your definition of love like sexual interaction, the intimacy, communication? Like, what is your love language? Because what does love mean to you? And if what makes you say that it's not enough?
Because we're human and we're imperfect. So And saying, hey, I want someone to be there for me despite my flaws, and you putting all these pretty words together and saying, hey, this is my definition. Keep in mind now you're still dealing with a human. On any given day they could feel differently, even about you.
So every day you have to wake up.
But you don't have to. But there are basics, respect and love. You must do those things, but that doesn't mean you're in love with the person every day.
So there's a difference between being in love and love?
Most definitely.
Tell me what that is for you.
In love, to me, love is despite their flaws, every day I get up, I still choose you. Even when you spend the rent.
Every day I
get up, I love you. You spend the rent money gambling inside the people's house, and you spend out all it, and when you come there, I love you.
So, Tino, I'm sitting here, and there are some ladies that are asking. Would you want me to ask this gentleman?
Hey, hello.
The one lady that's here says, ask you if you're scared to be on the show because you're talking round and round the bush.
How am I talking round and round the bush?
How is he talking? You're saying you feel like he's playing it safe?
I'm not playing it safe. But at the same time, if you don't understand something, then just ask.
Within those 16 years.
Okay, uh-huh. So Tina, one of the questions is, mm-hmm. In the 16 years, why did it take you so long in 16 years to say, I'm going to get married? Well, did you want to have all your ducks
in a row? I was still going through my growth process.
Okay.
So I was going through my process. So at 30, I wouldn't say, hey, yeah, I'm ready. I couldn't say that I was ready because I wasn't.
How do you handle conflict within your marriage? Does it make it stronger or does it make it weaker?
Asking one side, for me, conflict in the marriage, I handle it just how I handle conflict in any other arena. I'm a straightforward person. I come and I say, hey, this is what the offense is. This is how it made me feel. And then you, as the person on the other end, have the choice to either correct it. You have the choice to change. You have the choice to apologize. But at the same time, without those things, then, you know what I mean? Then I still get to choose how I react towards you moving forward.
And is this because of how you were raised? I mean, does your upbringing have anything to do
with this? I think that's part of it, heavily. Heavily, that's part of it. I think that's contributed, you know, heavily to how I deal with everything, all obstacles now at this point as an adult.
Okay. So one of the questions that we have, now, Tino, everybody, most of the people that know you and most of the inbox questions are that you are rather attractive to look at, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm sure your wife knows that you're a handsome young man, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily know why these girls are asking me these questions, but they think that you're rather attractive. You know, they've seen you around, mm-hmm. you know, one or two places. I'm not sure if it's dreadlocks. I'm not sure if it's the way you walk, shades even in the night. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think that it's because of your looks that make you so appealing to these other women? Or do you think that because there's a natural shortage of men, women have a tendency to throw themselves at you? And how do you deal with women knowing that you are a married man? Mm. I want an honest answer, Tino.
Well, the first part of that is I think there's a general consensus of what females find handsome or attractive. So when you talk about handsome or attractive.
Right, because I like what I like.
Yeah, so and the consensus is you like him with height. Smell good, dress nice, and to pair to be financially set or financially stable. Those things all contribute to you saying, hey, he handsome or he's attractive. Clean cut being part of it as well. Smelling nice won't hurt as well. Nice cologne. So there are certain attributes that women collectively put together and say, hey, this is what we call handsome. It could vary, you know, but most times, generally, that's what it is. So that's
so, Dino. How do you deal with the outpouring? Because you're a captain, you on the sea, you on different islands. How do you deal with the fact that women find you attractive? Do you say to them, and I don't want to get you in trouble tonight, but do you say to them, listen, I have a wife? I'm just curious.
I mean, to be very honest, from my perspective, I don't get approached very often, especially not at this age. I don't know if it's something in the way I walk, the energy I walk into a room with. So I can't say, you know, pinpoint and say, okay, hey, this is why, because I don't know. And not knowing may be what it is.
I understand. I thank you for that. Now I have another question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
We're gonna switch the lanes here, and we're gonna talk about intimacy and what it is that we do as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
So how important is sexual compatibility in a long-term relationship? How can your love survive? Will love survive without it?
I only could give you from a male aspect. I think
give it to me, Tino.
Yeah, intimacy and sex in general is a big portion of whether your relationship is successful or not. If I had to give it a number, I'd probably say 85%. It's just having access to you.
Women
don't realize their value for a man comes from who has access to you. The fact that we know that.
What does that mean?
The fact that we know that nobody else has the type of access that I have to you is where you get your value from. So the minute we feel like
it's accessibility.
Yeah. So the minute you seem like you opening up to others. For us now, your value goes down.
So Tino, you want a woman, who is going to be, for all intents and purposes, solely dedicated to you.
Mm-hmm. In a sense, yes.
Okay, I understand. I have another question for you, Tino, as it relates to you being in a relationship and being married and loving this woman. At the end of the day, was it something that you said like, hey, I cannot do this without her. I need her by my side.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah.
We are going to take another quick break. Chris, take us out to a break. And Captain Sweeting, we will be right back after mm-hmm. this quick commercial break.
Turn your lights down low and pull your window curtain. Oh, let your moon come shining in into our life. Saying, ooh, it's been a long, long time. I get this message for you, girl. But it seemed I was never on time. I wanna get through to you, girl, on time, on time.
Wow.
I want to give you some love.
Everybody Wins Live is bringing you the ultimate giveaway, a brand new Cybertruck.
For every $30 spent, you're in the drawing for the ultimate grand prize, a Cybertruck. Drawn live at the Vibes Cartel Concert, March 29th. You'll also be automatically entered to win tickets to see the world boss himself. 25 lucky winners every single week. Visit EverybodyWinsLive.com to get into the game. See website for full terms and conditions. Must be 18 or over to participate.
Bro, what's going on, buddy? What you into?
Ain't nothing, buddy. Right here, dog. What's going on, though? What in the bag?
I just buy some of them Collect Platinum flavors. You try them yet, buddy?
What? Buddy, I had a nice.
That's why I had to get on two of the flavors. Black currant and citrus strawberry.
Stop that, buddy. I had a lit, bro. Lit. Like, they have 7% alcohol and a kick of rum. You know, that's all you need to get the party started.
Collect. Like a kick of rum. Collect. Reminds you to drink responsibly.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Gentlemen, with the sound of my voice, it's another sexy Tuesday evening, and we have some questions that we have here for you. So, Alventino, I want to talk a little bit about infidelity from a male perspective, because you said something that was very, very important. You said a man wants a woman, in a nutshell, that is exclusive, that other men don't have regular access to.
Mm-hmm.
But you said that there was also somebody that says, but we've also turned bad women into wives. So you do know that there are some women out there that have run this road ragged, but they still manage to get someone to marry them. What do you say to that?
Well, for me, that would be, you would have to ask a person who did that, because in terms of what they value, they would be able to bear to speak on.
But you know, you are a young man on this road. If you have a friend, right, and your friend marries a DB, or your friend marries someone that is less than, I mean, don't you say to them, "Hey, like, bro, like, where did you find this girl from? Like, she is not your standard." Do you ever say?
It depends. Earlier on in, right. Yeah, you could be candid about, "Hey, she'd been on the road, but she used to talk to so-and-so, but you know what I mean? She had that, and that, her list is long," whatever. That's earlier on.
Right.
When you observe and you see, you know, 6 months, a year, year and a half in, and they're still strong and he's happy, and she may not display those same things, the reality of that is you got to let that go. Let that go plan out how it's supposed to.
Understood.
You already gave your warning. You gave your warning in the beginning. if he continued to proceed or they could continue to proceed, then you got to let that just ride and see whatever the outcome may be.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you something. Infidelity, how does infidelity in a young relationship? Because sometimes when you, after you get married, you may say, well, you know, I didn't really get a chance to sow my royal oats. I really didn't get an opportunity to play the field like I really wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Do you then say, listen, I can put my toe in the water. And what happens if you put your toe in the water and your wife finds out? Do you say, oh, I missed, I slipped, it was an accident, she forced me? What do you do?
Well, you would own up to it if that's the case as an older man. But I'm sure young men would beg to differ. They ride that train. You know, normally they say, boy, if she ain't catch me. But being older, actually, I'm about to be 45 tomorrow. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, man. But so, you know, thinking would be just a bit different. And I would want the same respect that, you know, from both ends. If it was her that step out, I would want the truth. And if it's me that step out, I would give the truth.
Is it harder to take when a woman steps out?
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Why? Why, Alvandino?
We step out for different reasons. A man will step out just because she had a big bungee in high school. And he wanted to hit. She gave him the opportunity. He hit, he brushed his tail and go where he going. For a woman, it's completely different in terms of that person probably has a mind, speaks to a spirit, like he got her. So, you know, in terms, when you look at it, he got your woman. He ain't just borrowing that. He have that. He have her attention. So it's two different things.
So would you say she's gone?
She don't necessarily have to be gone, but it definitely at that point, you know, when she's at the point where she steps out, you know, as a man, it's time to look in the mirror. Either you're going to do the work that's needed to correct the relationship, or it may very well be gone.
So Dino, tell me something. This, there's a disparity here then. So the woman steps out because you have neglected or whatever has happened in a relationship, because it's a twofold situation.
Mm-hmm.
You hit it and then you finish with it. But mm-hmm. So she's more invested emotionally. Mm-hmm. So she gives her honey lounge and she gives her emotional compatibility to this woman. So you've lost.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be that she means sufficient to you to try to actually do the work if it should happen?
Only the person in that situation will be able to answer if she means a vision. Sometimes a man steps out because of what he's lacking in the relationship.
What y'all is be lacking, Tino? I want to know. Like, tell me what y'all is be lacking, Tino?
A lot of things, mama. A lot of things. Yeah,
Tino, give me five things that y'all are lacking. I would like to.
You would like to know?
The nation here.
Okay, cool.
What?
Five things. One, intentional effort in terms of creating a safe space for us to have a conversation. That's Ooh. Having a conversation without having any kind of backlash. Being open to criticism. As simple as some of these girls dress up on this road and don't clean house. Don't cook food.
Okay, so number three.
The female and male role is only comes to conversation when it's convenient.
But Tino, let's put a cap. Should I have gender roles? Tino, why you can't clean, Tino?
There are gender roles, but gender roles can't be only when convenient. Not only when your tire. Not only when your tire flat and the garbage needed to cover it, but when is everything else? Then it's all you got your own hands. You could cook and clean. No, that's what it's be. That's what they say.
Okay, so Dino, go to number four. Go to number four, Dino.
Access to finances. So a lot of women will come into relationships and they could brag, their husband has made this, he's do this, he's do that, and he's do the next thing. And on the flip side of that coin is, I make my own money. But the problem is, the fact that you make your own money isn't an asset for the relationship if you ain't bringing it to the table. Some say it is their money and it's staying where it is. So it ain't no asset for us, it's an asset for you.
So give me number five, Tito.
Spiritual covering. Some in church every day, every Sunday, and they praying for themselves, and they ain't praying for their family, they ain't covering their husband or their boyfriend.
But Tino, I have to deal with you accordingly, because you acting like you wasn't raised in God Mills. Let me start with you.
Listen, this was going on. This is the pulse. This is the pulse of what's going on and more on this road.
But Tino, you just said the woman in the church every day, and she praying for herself or the boyfriend, and probably not for the husband. But the husband is the priest of the home. You're supposed to grab her and say, babes.
No, I agree.
Let's pray together. You agree?
I agree. It goes both ways. But you just ask me. So when I give you the stuff on the woman, you can't switch it around and turn it on mine. You have to take it as I said. Don't fix it how you want
it. Okay. I have too much questions, Dino. I have two more questions. No problem. I have two more questions. You said that the woman, will my husband make this, my husband provide this, and then whatever the woman makes, she say is hers. But Tino, you are the provider. As a man, you are there to provide.
I'm going to tell you this. If you are a grown woman, and when someone mentions provisions, the only thing you think of is money, then you know nothing of provisions.
Talk it. Holy Spirit, talk to me, Tino. So, Tino, what things does this man provide, brother?
Come on. Why are you going to this deep water, man?
Listen, you was a captain. That's what the show about. You was a captain. You and me, Albertino Sweet. You name Captain Albertino Sweet. Go ahead. What other things you're providing, Tino? Daddy pinging me, Tino.
What are you pinging you for? Are you listening to me?
Daddy, listen.
Yeah, I can, but.
Listen, Daddy say, well, listen, Lil Alvin.
Yeah, Campbell. Yeah, so if we only talking about money as provisions, then, yeah. You can
Valentino,
hear. Yes, ma'am.
I can hear you. We waiting for you.
And what's the question, ma'am? What you saying?
The question is, you said if a woman could only think about financial, she in the wrong mindset, mind category. Mm-hmm. What other provisions are you offering as a man?
So as a man, I should be everything for you. Definitely a protector in terms of protecting my family. Not just protecting you from when you're looking at from, you know, thieves and robbers and everything else that are out there, but also protecting you from spirits, making sure when I go there on the road that myself is not open, that I'm close to whatever spirits are open that can hurt us out there on the road. So when I come back home to you, I'm quite aware that I'm coming back home and not putting myself in jeopardy to say, okay, cool. She's susceptible to whatever I expose myself to. So it's protecting her from that angle as well.
Mm.
Pardon me?
So I just reading the questions as they come. In those five things, Albertino, I noticed one thing. You never one time mentioned sex.
Yeah, but if you... How important
is sex, you know, in a young marriage? So that means in them 4 years, y'all throw down plenty. So
you can't grade you can't really grade that in terms of when you're saying 16 now, you got to realize that it was 12 prior to that. So what? if you're talking 12 years prior to that,
you count the
relationship in its entirety, not just the 4 years that it started.
Boy, Miss Sweden putting this private school education to work's entirety. Go ahead, Abigail.
But
I can't wait to call Miss Sweden when the show over. Captain Sweeting. So yes, you never mentioned sex in that period of time in those five questions.
Mm-hmm.
How important is sexual intimacy? How important is sex for you in this young marriage?
Sex is very important. Very important.
How important, everybody is saying very important.
Listen to me. If I had to give it a number 1 through 100, I'd say 85. 85, ooh. 90%.
Okay. And Dino.
Yes, sir.
I have a next question. Do you want the woman to be the aggressor? Because I've heard some men say, and I want you to quantify this and qualify this. I've heard some men say, listen. I didn't bend awake all day and had me one little cold collect. My wife, she didn't make some food. But I want my wife to make love to me. I want my wife to pursue me. Is that a real thing, Dino?
That's a real thing. Depending on the type of guy. From my perspective, men are naturally hunters.
Mm.
You could truck and been on the construction site. Anytime is a go, is go.
Because if you're ready, I'm ready.
Right. So it's
right.
So for me, I don't know how days run. I 45, but I 22.
Okay, all right. I have a next question, right? Do you think that as a 45-year-old man, if you need it, I know you from the hills, so I know you don't really need it, but if you needed a little bit of oomph, a little bit of extra to get you going, to get you up. Would you have that intimate conversation with your wife?
If yes, but I do think if you're at the point that's affecting what's going on, I do think that you had signs way prior to you being in that state that you ignored.
Oh, okay.
So you weren't, you probably wasn't taking care of yourself for a longer period than that.
Okay. I have men messages. Let me tell you what this message says. This message say, oh boy, Kenny, this is a hot one today. I'm listening. Thank you for listening, my listener. And this is Cardo from Via at Arawaki. Thank you, Cardo, for listening to us today. We appreciate you. So Albantino, I have some more sex questions, man. These the sex Tuesday, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Albantino, as it relates to your sexual activity in a young marriage, how many times a week? Okay, from the text line. Hold on. How many times a week do you think that we should be having sex? Let me, before we get there. These are our phone lines: 323-6232, 325-4316. And 325-4259. This is a text from the text line. These men like to bring up changing tire and gender role topic. Ask him how often a tire needs changing. But they want women to have to work 9 to 5, come home to cook, clean, take care of children, then take care of you day in, day out. Is he serious? That's a question.
I'm very serious with that. We both have roles. That was only one of them. At the end of the day, you and I go out to have dinner and someone talks slick to you. You want me to punch them in the mouth, right? Automatically, right? No questions asked.
It can't be no question. If someone's talking weird, I need to step up.
My point is, so when you talk about risk, when you talk about how many times, what's the risk in me getting in something verbal or something physical based on protecting you, but at the end of the day, you're talking about something to eat, going in and cooking something to eat.
Okay. This is another question. This is another text. To add, most decent and faithful men pick these bad gals. I know of several cases. What's up with that? But Tino, you said
You said something just now that was very interesting. You said that you were talking about cooking some food, but Tino, you saw Miss Sweeten do it, mm-hmm. but Miss Sweeten didn't slack her ride with you guys. Miss Sweeten had you, Reno, and y'all was in the house. Y'all was washing, cooking, cleaning, and ironing. Miss Sweeten was a teacher, mm-hmm. so you saw what your mother had to do. Mm-hmm. So you are quite capable and quite able. But because you saw your mother go through it, do you think that you make it easier for your wife? Because your mommy didn't really coddle you. Your mommy didn't, like Miss Sweeten was the first one to say, Alvin Tino, I know what you're doing and I can tell. Like, come on.
You know, we could go back and forth, and each household will have to do what works for them. And that's fine. But at the same time, everyone should still stand, or each man should still stand on what they need. So you go into work and I go into work. At the end of the day, we still have to eat. Same way I said, I ain't changing off the fact of changing a tire or fixing the roof or doing any of those things, because at no point you send your girlfriend or your wife out there to see what's going on. You had a dog barking, would you send your wife outside to see what's going on? Okay. So there are chores that are in a relationship that are mainly for men, and there are roles that are, for women. The question comes now when we decide to try and change those rules, do we make adjustments across the board or do we just make adjustments for women?
Alvin Tino.
Yes, ma'am.
This is a caller. This is a call. my engineer sent me this question. The question reads, someone called in and asked if in his 4 years of marriage, has he ever stepped out? I mean, I don't think the man could answer that on national radio, y'all. I mean, do you have to go home?
Of course. No, but I wouldn't answer that. That's private.
Yeah. Like, okay, so Tino, let me ask you this question. You've been married 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
As a man, you made a mistake. I mean, I'm sure you saw the video today with the girls doing acrobatics and gymnastics out to Arawaki this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
As a man, they are considered DBs, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you missed and had a relationship and had a sexual relationship with one of these DBs, and it produced a child. Can you take this child home to your wife?
No.
Will you hide this from your wife, Tino?
No.
What? You don't hide it, but you ain't taking it home either?
No.
What you gonna do, Tino?
If that was to happen, that's a bridge you cross when you get there. I think in all honesty, you could say whatever you want to say when you're not in the situation. But when that comes knocking on the door and it's real, then you have to act. I could say, hey, I ain't doing this or I ain't doing that or I ain't doing the next thing. But when that knocks on the door and it's happening, you know, your decisions may change, just depending on the situation.
Okay.
You know, that's a tough one. Either way.
What would you tell?
Nobody wins.
Tino, when you go through, Tino, I mean, this is some very, placebo answers you're giving me right now. But when mm-hmm. you're going to Old Boat Alley, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting in the corner with Jeff and Donovan, I want you to answer this question. If one of them come and say, hey, I knock a slice off and I get home girl is pregnant, what do you say to one of your friends, Tino?
For me, it's mixed. I do say protect home at all costs. So in terms of your wife, if that means sitting down, having the conversation and revealing it, then, you know, that's a rough situation to be in.
But, you know, you just say protect your wife at all costs. What you going out there and sleep with this DB for anyway?
Like I said earlier, when we had the conversation, people step out for various reasons, men and women.
Okay. Okay, let me ask this question. It's coming from a text line as well.
Uh-huh.
Good day, Kenny. Enjoying the show. I have a question. asked him if his wife wanted to leave her job and stay at home and be a stay-at-home wife, would he allow her?
That's a conversation to have depending on finances and where we are financially as a couple. I don't have a problem with it.
But if she does, what you expect if she's doing that? Do you expect if there are 7 days to a week and you need to, because Miles Monroe says that men don't want sex, they need sex.
Right.
7 days in a week, do you know, you expect a home-cooked meal every day? Are you expecting to have sex 3 times a week? Are you expecting the little extras that go with expecting the regular sex? Like, I wouldn't know that.
Depending on what you were getting before, I do expect now that you're home, you know, you have time for those things and the little extra on top, the little cherry on top. So I'm guessing.
Yay.
I would still expect, certain days you do expect. If it was 3 times a week prior to you waking, automatically it should be 5 times or 6 times a week. It just depends. You cook five times a week, 4 times a week when you were working. I expect that to continue. You got more time to do everything at that point.
You know, you call on you call daddy. You are very cold.
No, I ain't cold. Wow, how'd I get cold?
But you know what you're doing. I mean, like, tell me, if she is home and you expect her to cook 5 days a week and do all of these things, like, what you coming on to do, Tino? Tino.
What role do you think the man plays when he comes home? Because I understand, and I thought it would have been. Men still come home and wash dishes. Men still get on Sunday and get your car clean and carry it to the gas station and make sure gas in it for the week. There are men that still do that.
I love
so
that.
So if we ain't counting work, why y'all counting?
Because we playing team ball then.
No, but I just asking. I making sure they straight. Like, I don't see why you count now. If you weren't getting those, then that's something different.
Okay, the texter did text back and she asked the question. Will he help to clean? That is a question in my box.
Yeah, man, for sure. I'll do my part.
Boy, Tino, you better do your part, yeah? Because I feel like your wife will rip you right open.
Man, I do my part. I decent.
I think she got a good one finally out of God Mills. It ain't too much us left. I think she did well.
I'll throw a load in the wash. I'll wash the dishes. You know, thing. That's a small issue.
You folding up the gloves, Tino?
I ain't never no folding. Well, I'll clean the bathroom.
Okay, I appreciate that. I have two more questions. I have two more questions for you, Tino, because we're about to wrap up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this last two questions are. How does an emotional connection impact intimacy in a young marriage?
It depends on where you grade the emotional. So sometimes you have emotionally immature persons and it's time to discuss emotions when it's time to allow themselves to feel certain things. They may not be used to it, and it can affect them in a negative way or a positive way.
Go ahead, Tino.
So it would just depend on the level that they're at. Obviously, emotionally, if one person is in kindergarten and the next person is at a grade 6 level, then obviously they won't be able to, in that sector, they probably will never be able to communicate properly.
Do you believe that some people were raised on love and some survival?
Yeah, I do. I also believe that some people don't know how to turn the switch on and off. So some, even with being raised on love, you only could act out on love. And sometimes, most cases, you get taken advantage of. You don't even know when it's time to be in survival mode.
Tino, I mean, you're really shocking me today. How do young couples navigate the pressure of expensive dates, gifts, and lifestyle expectations?
I know it's hard, but you have to withdraw comparisons. As you look around you, I know that's hard to do. You have social media, you have television, and you have friends, you have TikTok and Instagram, so it's hard not to compare. But honestly, it's for you to know exactly where your spouse, your boyfriend, or whatever, where he's at, and financially where he's at, so that you could know, you know, what's good and what's not, what's going to cramp us and cramp us just to have a good time, or what's going to, you know what I mean, be able to slide by, and that's okay. And also being creative with it. Sometimes it don't always have to be Grey Cliff or Solmar. Sometime it could be a punk solid date on the beach.
Okay, I have a, that's my last question, Dino.
Mm-hmm.
How Albertino, how important is open communication for you?
Open communication is very important. At the same time, it depends on the individual. If you're already married, certain things you should know in terms of how to approach, how to communicate. Some persons aren't able to receive open and direct without them thinking that it's an attack. So it just depends on the individuals involved.
Okay. Albertino.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm astonished by your responses. I'm getting some wonderful feedback in my chat. This one woman says, "This is a good show today. I really enjoyed the show. Thank you. Thank you so much, listener." This next person says, "Tell Tino, stop being playful and tell the truth, like how we talk under the tree." I'm sure you know who that is.
They were there a couple of choice words. They might be on the radio. You gotta clean it up a little bit.
This next text reads, "Tino, it on when I see you again, because you've given all the secrets."
Oh shoot!
I'm sure you know who that is.
Yeah, again, beat up on the streets.
It seems so. But Albertino, thank you so much for partaking in this conversation this evening. It's good to get a male perspective, because often I have a lot of women, and my male callers really carry my show for me, because they're very interactive. And for my male listener that meets me every Wednesday at the barbershop, I will see you soon, my friend. I have two more weeks of this, and I will see you in the barbershop very, very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, this is another Sexy Tuesday, an opportunity for you to open up the windows of love and communication. Let that sexy breeze come through.
My God.
Get some popcorn and put your leg on that man, and let that man put his leg on you. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Kenny's Corner. Fresh news, smart talk all day, Guardian 96.9 FM. Today, should life last. Have a wonderful evening.
In your eyes, and maybe you're a little surprised the way we make love under the moonlight. Tomorrow you'll see the new light. Come away in a dream. This world, it's not what it seems. There be no gold at the end of the rainbow. Birds don't fly anywhere that the wind blows. Come away in a dream. Life is not what it seems. I feel it don't know it. My love is getting stronger every day. Oh, stronger every day. Yeah. Oh, they tell me that I'm happy home, happy home. You should be me bonify. Nothing in this world can justify. Loving on your heart for I and I. It's you and I, baby. Just fate, our time has simply been waiting. Is it chance that brought us together? We can go in search of forever. Away in a dream, this world it's not what it seems. There be no gold at the end of the rainbow. Birds don't fly anywhere that the wind blows. Come away in a dream, life is not what it seems. Happily don't always live forever. But my love is getting strong.